Probably a slop pail. I'm not really sure.
That's what we call a slop.
What would male cattle be called?
Bulls.
Okay. Did you ever hear, like, what would the female be then?
Probably heifer or cow.
Okay. Did you ever hear the male called something like gentleman cow or anything like that?
No. Okay. We weren't that polite.
What about
male
a young
called what?
A gentleman cow? They do that in the South a little bit, but
I've heard that. Just people
making jokes. Yeah, that's about all you hear about it from here. But some people are pretty serious about it. What about a young cow?
Heifer.
Okay. What about a calf? Would that be something else? Or a calf?
Call it a heifer too if it's a girl.
Just a calf as far as I know.
Okay. And what about male sheep?
You know, we didn't raise sheep and weren't around them. I would say buck, but I'm just guessing.
Okay. And a female?
You.
Okay. And do you have, you've mentioned chicken. What other kinds of birds do you have that you might raise or you might
turkeys.
Eat?
Turkeys.
Okay.
Turkeys or guineas.
Okay. Did they do turkeys much around here?
Not a lot. It was more just a family thing, okay. You know, to raise them for.
Okay, and one of the things you get from chickens that people eat for breakfast are called?
Eggs.
Okay. And a male pig is called?
Probably a boar.
Okay. And a male horse?
Stallion.
Okay. Did you ever hear them called stud or
mm-hmm.
stud horse?
Mm-hmm.
But you'd use stallion.
Stallion. Mm-hmm.
And a female?
Filly?
Yeah, that's.
Okay. You ever hear it called mare?
Yeah.
Philly's preferred. Mm-hmm.
Right, mare.
What about a wild horse? What would those be called?
Bronco.
Okay. And did you ever get things around here related? Oh, you mentioned that your grandfather had mules.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are those the same things as donkeys? Or?
No.
Okay. What I'm wondering is which one is called the ass, the jackass, or the she-ass? Is that a mule or a donkey?
I think it'd be a donkey.
What?
You know, the ones that are called jackass or she-ass?
Yeah, we call donkeys and jackass.
Okay. And what about, do you get animals like that around here that you use to pack things on, a burrow?
There aren't very many around here, anyhow.
Over where I grew up, the guy had a little Arabian stallion. The government used to lease them out.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to improve the horses that were available for the cavalry.
Oh, yeah?
And he went out on the Utah desert and got three or four she-donkeys.
Uh-huh.
And made it into that little, bred into that little Arabian stallion.
Uh-huh.
And used to call them jeanettes instead of mules because it was reversed from what it usually is. You know, usually the mule has a horse for a mother and a donkey for a dad.
Right.
But these were reversed. And mm-hmm. Donkey was a mother.
Mm-hmm.
What will they think of next?
We had quite a time with those things because those donkeys that were raised out there on the desert were just wild, you know.
Oh,
they didn't
really
have any respect for a fence at all. They just lay down on their belly like a dog and wiggle under it, you know. And they taught them little jeanettes the same thing, you know, so you couldn't keep them anywhere. They go through any fence.
Well, that's no good.
They were beautiful animals.
Were they? Yeah, those little. Let's see. Was there a term around here for poor cattle? Cattle that wasn't very good? Do you remember what your father would call that? Or your,
no, I don't.
Like scrubs or something like that? Nothing. Since you had to farm, castration is something they